Casino. Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
All right, folks, I gotta show this to you. It is more than fair to break down Donald Trump's speech at the Charlie Kirk Memorial Service in Glendale, Arizona, because it was aggressively political by nature, and he used it to put forth a darker vision for America. Within the first minute of his speech, Donald Trump said, and I quote, "I hate my political opponents." Now, he was talking about how Charlie Kirk never hated anybody. He was essentially a saint. But then Trump begins to honor Kirk by talking about how much he hates his political opponents. Then he begins to push the same type of anti-intellectual, anti-science nonsense that has been becoming more mainstream about vaccines causing autism. He even says he's making a huge announcement about vaccines causing autism tomorrow. So when Trump is using his supposed friend's death as a launching point to push forth a dark vision for America, yeah, it is more than fair to break down this speech. It's going to make Trump supporters mad. I get a lot of hate mail, but we're going to use our platform to disrupt their narrative relentlessly. Make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe below. And this all took place at the State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona. Now, it was quite packed. They have used this to consolidate the Christian conservative movement, and I see it all across my friends' posts on social media. A lot of young people are really consolidating in this movement, and we have a lot of work to do to push back on some of the darker areas regarding, you know, their hatred of quote-unquote DEI or the civil rights era. There's a lot of dark stuff in the Charlie Kirk ideology. It's not just fun conservatism, Christian conservatism, that most young people maybe think it is. And let's play this clip as an example. This is Donald Trump right away, supposedly honoring Charlie Kirk by talking about how much he hates his political opponents. Take a listen.
Truly was. He was a missionary with a noble spirit and a great, great purpose. He did not hate his opponents. He wanted the best for them. That's where I disagreed with Charlie. I hate my opponent. And I don't want the best for them. I'm sorry. I am sorry, Erica. But now Erica can talk to me and the whole group, and maybe they can convince me that that's not right, but I can't stand my opponent. Charlie's angry, looking down. He's angry at me now. He wasn't interested in demonizing anyone. He was interested in persuading everyone to the ideas and principles he believed were good, right, and true.
Are you joking? So the President of the United States can say he hates his political opponents. He calls us radical left lunatics. He openly calls for the weaponization of the Justice Department. But we're supposed to apologize for random Twitter accounts that get zero likes. That is the double standard there. And if you want to say Charlie Kirk was a missionary who never hated someone in his life, what about this?
Joe Biden. A lot. I mean, Joe Biden is a bumbling, dementia-filled, Alzheimer's corrupt tyrant who should honestly be put in prison and or given the death penalty for his crimes against America. But Kamala Harris, my goodness, there's something that just kind of is tribal where people are like, I don't
Joe Biden. Besides him saying Kamala wrong, whatever, the fact that he just brazenly, casually said Joe Biden should be given the death penalty, could you imagine if my commentary was like that? I mean, their commentary is just so inherently inflammatory. They're constantly talking about giving people the death penalty, giving their opponents the death penalty. Could you imagine if you opened an Adam Mockler video and I'm just like, Donald Trump is a dementia-filled tyrant who needs to be put down and given the death penalty? I mean, some people would like that, but I give real commentary and analysis. Charlie Kirk is somebody who went out there and said some insane stuff, demonized a lot of groups. Here's Trump talking about Make America Healthy Again, and I found this clip to be uniquely interesting because there has been this pipeline that happens lately where It happens to young men when they're looking up workout stuff online. You know, you're looking up workout, gym advice, and you get sucked down this health pipeline into this Make America Healthy Again pipeline. But on the other side, a lot of young women, or especially young mothers, a lot of new mothers are getting sucked down this anti-vax rabbit hole because Instagram will, or Facebook or whatever platform will show them certain horror stories. And it's almost like the algorithms are promoting, are incentivizing anti-science behavior to weaken social cohesion in America. That seems to be what's happening because a lot of people are falling down these rabbit holes. And when I say make America healthy again, I don't just mean like working out and going to the gym more. I mean saying that vaccines cause autism. That is what Make America Healthy Again means to them. Just listen. Listen to what he says.
It's Charlie who helped unite MAGA. And you know what M-A-H-A is? That's right. Make America Healthy Again. And tomorrow we're going to have one of the biggest announcement, really medically, I think, in the history of our country. We're going to be doing it with Bobby and Oz and all of the professionals. I think you're going to find it to be amazing. I think we found an answer to autism. How about that? Autism. Tomorrow we're going to be talking in the Oval Office in the White House about autism, how it happens so we won't let it happen anymore, and how to get at least somewhat better when you have it so that parents can help their child, their beautiful child. That's a big one. I've been bugging everybody over there, get the answer to that.
Okay. I am highly confident that over the past 8 months or so, they haven't found the quote-unquote answer to autism or how to prevent it or how to get better. I do not think Trump and RFK Jr. have done that. I mean, if we look at his other picks, like Kash Patel, he's not picking the most competent people. Even if RFK Jr. were a super genius, he has not found out, quote unquote, what causes autism or how to fix it or whatever the hell. What's happening here is they are going to come out and claim that there is a correlation between the amount of vaccine somebody gets and the amount of autism that there is in a society. The reality is they point to these statistics from the 1940s compared to modern day, right? And since the 1940s, we've gotten way better at detecting autism. We now understand that it's a spectrum. It is a broader spectrum. Autism isn't just extreme cases. There are also more moderate cases or lighter cases of autism, right? And as we figured out that it's a spectrum, we realized more and more people are fall under the spectrum. So the amount of people that have autism, let's say it's gone from 1 in 200 to 1 in 40, the reason why it's increased is not because we're giving more vaccines, it's because we're better at detecting it. So it's a perfect example of causation versus correlation. Are these two things correlated at all or not? Let's hear what Elon Musk says in this interview.
Why was he killed?
He was killed because his words made a difference. Because he was showing people the light. And he was killed by the dark.
Thank you, sir.
Elon's just trying to be dramatic. We don't really know the exact motive of the person, other than the person seemed to be vaguely left-leaning in some way. He then said, for Charlie, and it's Donald Trump on the left, Elon Musk on the right. Wow. A few months ago, they were battling about pedophilia. I mean, Elon literally called Trump a pedophile. So one of two things is true here. Either Elon is openly sitting next to someone who is a pedophile, or Elon is conceding in this photo that he was on a ketamine-fueled rampage and was tweeting out BS. I don't know. I don't even know which one it is. I think Elon is probably sitting next to a pedophile, allegedly. Who knows? Elon Musk is also doing interviews, really just stirring stuff up. He says, our friend Charlie Kirk getting murdered in cold blood. He says, you see how much violence there is on the left. Take a listen to this clip.
And then you see how much violence there is on the left with our friend Charlie Kirk getting murdered in cold blood this week. And people on the left celebrating it openly. The left is the party of murder and celebrating murder. I mean, let that sink in for a minute. That's who we're dealing with here.
Let me point out the fundamental flaw in what Elon Musk is saying here. When Charlie Kirk died, when he was killed, there were random accounts with zero followers celebrating, sure. But when somebody like Paul Pelosi gets their head bludgeoned in, Donald Trump Jr., and Elon Musk were all making jokes about it, spreading conspiracies and inflaming the situation. Let's look at the statistics. When we see left-wing violence, it is generally non-lethal and it makes up about 15% of political violence. When we see right-wing violence, it is generally dozens of people killed in a lethal way and it makes up roughly 76% of the violence. It is absolutely absurd to claim the left is the party of violence and we need to thoroughly debunk this. I love you all. I'll see you in the next video. I'm traveling this week, but I'm going to continue to grind out videos, so stick with me by clicking the subscribe button, clicking the notification bell below. You can go follow me on Instagram for more updates. I love you all, and peace out.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.